Mr. Thomas Walker, T-H-O-M-A-S, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, 1126-56. If you're born in 56, how old are you?
56, you're 67?
67, yeah. This is a 67-year-old black gentleman, lives alone. He was married to Diana for years. They have two children together. She's his caretaker, but they have no other relationships other than caretaker and patient relationship, period. Any paragraph? Patient has a history of coronary artery disease. He's received the pacemaker a year ago. He thought his weakness would get better, but has become more weak. He's lost weight. He's lost muscle mass. He's short of breath at all times. He has PND, orthopnea. He's in terrible pain. He's being seen by the VA, and he's in the process of getting scheduled for hip replacement, period, because of severe DJD on both right and left side, but that sounds like they're going to do the right side first, period. Last hospitalization was March of 2024, where he received the pacemaker, period. New paragraph, his weight's gone down from 170 to 190. He's in pain. He's weak. He has protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss, and just feeling terrible. Family history, strongly positive for heart problems and MI allergy. He's allergic to lisinopril, allopurinol, and other medication, but he can't remember medication. He includes COBRICIST for HIV. CD4 count is above 1,000. Never had any opportunistic infection. Next medication is DOLUTEGRAVIS. Then Coric 12.5 milligram one today. Both of those are one today. Coric 12.5 twice a day. Lasix 20 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, potassium 20 milliequivalent a day. Period. In the paragraph, he used to be a construction worker and do maintenance work, but he hasn't done either one for some time. He hasn't drank for over 400 days, and he's never been a smoker, period. He contracted HIV through sexual contact, not through drug use and or blood transfusion, period. He has two children, but they don't see him very much, and most of his care is handled by his ex-wife, Diana, as I mentioned. He also has a history of liver disease, but apparently it's stabilized since he quit drinking 400 days ago. On exam, we find Thomas to be very thin, quite debilitated, using a walker to walk around, blood pressure 154/97, pulse 58, respirations 18, or 97% on room air. Heart pulses, one pulse versus two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JBD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with anilogy, neurological, non-focal, lower extremity shows severe muscle wasting. We trace edema in both ankles. Assessment, 67-year-old gentleman with history of coronary artery disease with worsening symptoms of PND, orthopnea, tiredness, decreased exercise tolerance, pedal edema, right-sided heart failure. Period. In the paragraph, he's in the process of having his hip replacement. The question is whether or not he can handle the anesthesia. The VA is in the process of making the decision. Period. In the paragraph, he's been taken care of by the folks at Home Health from Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Comfort Care, but he's, because of his needs, he was evaluated for palliative care. Period. In the paragraph, at this time, it would be prudent to await the decision of the VA regarding his hip surgery and with including possible further evaluation of his heart to make a decision whether he can benefit from palliative care, period. His caretaker, Diana, feels like it's getting very difficult for him to get out of the house to go see a doctor, and he also needs better pain control, which the hospice MD can do a better job taking care of since the VA is not taking care of his pain. But again, if he has surgery, that would be a moot point, period. Medications reviewed today with patient and Diana as well. We'll await a decision by the VA regarding his hip surgery, and we'll proceed accordingly. Thank you.